This morning on The Sound of Your Life, it is my absolute pleasure to welcome Margaret Lindstrom from Get It Bloemfontein. Margaret, welcome to The Sound of Your Life.
Thank you.
The brand new Get It Bloemfontein on the shelves in my hand today. Who's on the cover this month?
Yolanda, it's Isa Meiberg. She's a chef in Bloemfontein, and she was an absolute joy to interview. She's lovely, she's unassuming, she's modest. She has none of that celebrity chef vibe around her. So I really love speaking to her, and she obviously loves what she does. At the moment, she basically caters for busy moms. We all know what that's about. And then she also makes absolutely magnificent cakes. And she also makes preserves. And if you're interested in her preserves, you can go to Food Co Central in West Dean and you can see her preserves. They're as beautiful to look at as they are to eat.
So the chef trend kind of continues this month. Introduce me to Chef Gerald Chifumba, please.
He is the sous chef at Windmill Casino in Bloemfontein. He grew up in Zimbabwe, and he says his love for food came from smelling his mom's food, going into the kitchen. His aunt was a chef, and he decided he wants to be a chef. And then him and his wife moved to South Africa. He ended up in Bloem, where he met an Italian man in Bloem who decided he's taking Gerald to Italy because he wants to teach him there to make pasta and pizza. And then when I came back, Gerald opened the first wood-fired pizzeria. So, and I actually remember going there and buying the most amazing pizzas I've ever eaten in our city. He also remembers his mom baking something which was, it was obviously not called malfa pudding, but it was similar to malfa pudding. So he says when he smells malfa pudding, even today, he thinks about his mom. And if you're interested in Gerald's malfa pudding, you can go to Get It Bloem on Instagram.
Margaret Lindstrom from Get It Bloemfontein joins me this morning. The brand new edition on the shelves today. Margaret, let's quickly chat about your Checkers winter food and the winter health, because there's some really delicious comfort food recipes.
This really is a bumper foodie issue. So if you're into food, and even if you aren't into food, you must get it, because I'm sure just looking at all the wonderful recipes and the beautiful photographs, you will be so inspired to get into the kitchen and prepare these recipes. There's just so many good recipes in this issue. Homemade ravioli, which you could try your hand on. It is slightly more complicated, but then why not challenge yourself? And then there's roasted cauliflower steaks. I don't know if you've ever tried cauliflower steaks, Yolanda, have you?
No, it sounds so out there.
You must. You absolutely must. They work perfectly. If you cut cauliflower and you cut it almost like steaks and you fry it in a hot griddle pan. And this recipe, they serve it with chimichurri. Are you familiar with chimichurri, Yolanda?
Listen, Margaret, I seriously need to get the new Get It Bloemfontein because I have no idea what you're talking about.
You must. It's amazing, spicy Argentinian sauce which you serve with these cauliflower steaks. And then there's quite a few vegan recipes, there's vegetarian recipes, but there's also over enough for the meat eaters. We have a Thai red curry with prawns, which is delicious. And then there's a cauliflower soup again, but this one has bacon bits in and cheese, which sounds amazing.
So I'm back on board. You just said bacon.
And then there's chicken, nachos, and then there's a wonderful roast chicken. And then there's also, for people who really love red meat, there's burrows, there's a wonderful ribeye steak, there's shank pie. They are the most amazing comfort food in winter. Just absolutely wonderful. So there's a wonderful lamb shank pie recipe. And then there is also something called sago malkos. Do you like malkos, Yolanda?
I like malkos. Sago sounds also a little out there.
but once again, try it. It's amazing. It's also wonderful comfort food for winter. And then, if you're looking for something sweet and decadent, Chef Sumay Niemand, who is a well-known Bloem chef, has this recipe for us. It's baked yogurt tartlet and honey roasted strawberries.
Oh,
now,
wow.
That sounds amazing. And you should see a beautiful photograph with it. And you're definitely going to be inspired to make it immediately.
Margaret Lindstrom from Get It Bloemfontein joins me today. Get your latest Get It Bloemfontein out on the shelves. Meet the personalities from Bloemfontein and try a hand at those delicious recipes. Margaret, thank you for joining us today.
It was lovely speaking to you, Yolanda. We'll talk again soon.